Adam, with the success you had late in the season, do you feel like you figured out how to use your unique package at the NHL level now?
I think so. I mean, you know, it's I think for everyone it's a different time to figure it out what's his, like, how he can get to his, like, kind of like top level of playing in NHL. I mean, for me, it's since I was playing, it's every time take a little bit longer than other guys. So I mean, I think I find way, but I think in the same way, I think I can still find, put it in the another level and play, be a much better player than I was on the end of this season. So I mean, I just gonna work on it during the summer and get ready for the next season.
You set the expectation that you're here all season with the Flames?
Yeah, I mean, I had that expectation before this season too. So I like, when I signed the contract, I was like, I want to be in the NHL. Of course, it's like takes some time sometimes, but for me, it's next year to come here and be full-time NHL. It's my goal, and I'm going to do everything that I can that I can be here all year next year.
We haven't chatted with you in a little bit. Just how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm feeling good. I'm almost back to 100%, so I think that's a positive. Obviously, kind of a tough way to end things, but feeling a lot better.
I'm curious how you would look back at this season. How would you describe the season you just kind of went through?
Yeah, I was really happy with how it started. I think my first 40 or however many games until I got injured the first time was great. I felt really good about my game. Obviously, you always want to produce more, you always want to do more, but I think I was happy with how I was growing and how I was playing as a player. And obviously, I think that first injury kind of put a stop in the tracks for that for a little bit. And you miss some time, and you come back, you feel ready, and it always takes a little bit extra. So then you take a couple extra weeks to start feeling like yourself again, and then you're feeling it again. And then I started to feel good about my game again, excited to keep growing, and felt like myself again after those few weeks of getting back, and then I get hurt again. So obviously it's pretty disappointing to end that way, and I think I know I have so much to offer. I think with my ability and what I can do and how I can keep growing my game, and I think the pace I was on, I think I could produce more, but at the end of the day, I think if I play even 70 games out of the 80, I think I'm a 20 goal guy, I'm a 50 point guy, and I think it's disappointing to kind of not reach those goals that I had set for myself, but there's also a lot of positives knowing that I went through a lot, and I was able to kind of come out on the other side of that with nothing really serious going on and in those injuries.
Hunter, would it be described? This is like, was it a re-injury for you? Was it something completely different?
Yeah, it was completely different. It was, in a way, thankfully, I didn't re-injure anything that I did the first time. It was completely different kind of part of my knee and my ankle that I got caught under ratten in there. And like I said again, I got pretty lucky and escaped with nothing serious, but things that were bad enough to kind of keep me out of the lineup for a while.
Talk to some veteran players about taking that next step next year and about feeling like you guys cannot just make the playoffs, but hopefully make some noise there. What responsibility do you put on your shoulders to, you know, to take that next step personally?
For sure. I think I take a lot. I think you look at teams who become successful after not being a playoff team for a while, it usually comes from within. I think you got guys who need to step up and guys who kind of need to turn it on. I think you look at the young guys, that's who you need, and guys to kind of build on their years every year. I think you maybe look at St. Louis as a perfect example. They really stepped it up in the second half, and you look at guys like Holloway and Neighbors who really started to produce for them, and I think it's always things like that. And you look at Washington, you got Protas, you got McMichael. I think you always have to have a couple guys every year who are ready to take that next step and produce and push that team forward.
Connor, similar to that, I guess, and we've heard a lot today about the core six, the veteran core, but when you look around like Dustin and Matt, do you see a younger, the next core kind of developing?
For sure. I think that goes right along with that. I think we have such a good group of guys where everyone's pushing each other, and obviously we have that core group of leadership and guys who've been around for a while and kind of lead us in the right direction, but it's also on us to push ourselves and push them to want to be better every single day.
For either of you, point, how important is it for you guys as the younger court to keep those cultures and those values that the older guys have set going forward?
Yeah, it's huge. A team doesn't go in the right direction without a good culture and without good guys in the locker room. If you have a bad team and you don't connect off the ice, you're going to go nowhere in this league or in life, to be honest. So I think it's huge to have a good culture, for sure.
For either one of you guys, just what did those veterans do to make you young players so comfortable so early?
Sorry?
How did the veterans kind of help you young players get so comfortable in the league so early on?
Yeah, I mean, we have a couple of guys who won Stanley Cups and a couple of guys who played over like 900-700 games. So, I mean, it's, you just watch all the details, what they do on the ice and off the ice, how they take care about their bodies. And, you know, it's like, I think they good example for us, for every young guys when we are here. Like, you know, I'm like, every time when I come to the locker room, I just look at them like, what I can do better like them every day. You know, it's the small, you know, on this level, like all the little details like help you to get better and be better than the other team. So I mean, for me, it's like every time when I see the other guys work hard, like do some extra stuff on the ice or off the ice, I just watching them and try to come next day and do the same thing, maybe like better sometimes, you know. So yeah.
Adam, do you know if you're going down to the Wranglers or the playoffs?
I kind of like talk a little bit about it, but I have to still talk with the management and like they're gonna tell me probably more details. So, but if I'm going down, I want to go down to help them to do something in the playoff, you know, and we'll see how far we could go there.
Is your uncertainty related to leaving Thursday's game early? Like, do you have an injury issue?
I feel fine, and I think I have to see the doctor or something like that, but I'm okay, so I just keep it like that.
Adam, you talked about how you felt like you got lucky with your second injury. I feel like you got unlucky with both injuries. Is there something that you feel like you can do to prevent those types of injuries moving forward, or was that just bad luck?
Yeah, I think a little bit of both. I think the first one, obviously, I lost the puck a little bit in that play, and obviously the guy never meant to hurt me, and that was a tough one. But it's tough to really say, look back, if you can really change much. I watched the second one's a few times recently, and there's honestly, like, I don't think there's anything I really could have done. The puck's coming around the boards. It slows down a bit. I stop my feet to come towards the puck, and Rantanen loses his edge 3 feet behind me. You can't react to that. I think it's just one of those things that, knock on wood, hopefully you get out of the way earlier in your career and let some good luck come in. But I think, like I said before, it's thankfully not serious.
I don't know if this ties into the Wranglers and the injury and whatnot, but have you been approached at all about potentially playing at Worlds?
Oh, it's like, I mean, it's a kid's dream again for me, you know. Back home, it's really big, you know, all the people like watching it, all the pubs are full and just watching hockey. So for me, it's like, it was the NHL, like play NHL, and I think under it, it's like the play the world. So if it would be the opportunity to go, I would definitely go, but it's not on me, to be honest. I'm just gonna do what the management is gonna tell me, and that's it.